blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Mark 12, 41 to 44, the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 12, verse 41 to 44. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." My theme for reflection is true generosity, where our treasure lies. True generosity, where our treasure lies. In Mark 12, 41 to 44, Jesus Christ offers an important lesson on true generosity and the values of God's kingdom. As he observes people giving their offerings at the temple, he contrasts the large sums given by the wealthy with the two small coins offered by a poor widow. Although the wealthy give out of their abundance, the widow gives all she has, everything she has to live on. Jesus holds up her offering not for its monetary value, but for the heart behind it. This passage challenges us to consider what true generosity means. It is not about the size of the gift, but the sacrifice and intention behind it. In God's kingdom, the measure of generosity is not in the amount, but in the willingness to give from the heart, even when it costs us. The widow's offering might have seemed insignificant in the eyes of the world, but in God's eyes, it was of immeasurable worth because it was given with complete trust and devotion. This story invites us to rethink how we use our resources, be it money, time, or talents. Are we giving out of our abundance merely from what we have left over, or are we giving in a way that truly reflects our faith and priorities? Jesus challenges us to see that what we value and where we invest our resources reveal our true allegiance. The widow gave everything to God because she recognized that everything she had truly belonged to him. My dear friends, in a world that often equates value with wealth and status, Jesus calls us to a different standard. We live in a society where donations often come with strings attached or are given for recognition and prestige. But in God's kingdom, the worth of our gifts is not measured by their size, but by the sincerity and sacrifice behind them. This story invites us to consider how we can give in a way that honors God, not just with our money, but with our time, energy, and love. It challenges us to examine whether our generosity is rooted in self-interest or in a genuine desire to serve and uplift others. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what motivates my giving? Am I giving out of abundance for recognition? Or am I offering my resources with a heart of true sacrifice and trust? Number two, in what areas of my life can I be more generous, not just with money, but with my time, talents, and care for others? Heavenly Father, teach us the true meaning of generosity. Help us to give not just from our surplus, but from our hearts, offering our resources in ways that honor you and reflect your love. May we recognize that all we have comes from you, and may our giving be a true act of worship. Guide us to use our time, talents, and treasures to serve others and build your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.